Your host is Tom Post. Here we are again. This edition of the Good Old Comedy Capers is surrounded by a flock of green-eyed monsters, for we dedicate this program to that old viper, jealousy. Jealous wives, jealous husbands, jealous sweethearts. Forget your jealousy for the moment and come with us while we lampoon the green-eyed monster on the pitchfork of merriment. It doesn't do any good to be jealous, and it isn't any fun. So come on, let's have a good time. Bringing you the most of the best. And the first on the program is Elvia Allman, who is jealous of her husband, and to win him back again sings Let's Get Friendly.
What you sitting over there for? What you giving me the air for? What you got the Morris chair for? Oh, come on and let's get friendly. Come and sit beside me, will ya? Don't you wanna let me thrill ya? I assure you it won't kill ya. Oh, come on and let's get friendly. Haven't I got desirable charms? Haven't you got love to love an arm? What you acting so afraid for? What did I pull down the shade for? What's the cozy corner made for? Oh, come on and let's get friendly. What do you want to drive me wild for? What you acting like a child for? What you getting me all wild for? Oh, come on and let's get friendly. What to call you on the phone for? And invite you to my home for? What do you think I'm all alone for? Oh, come on and let's get friendly. Please do something, 'cause this isn't right. It's a dumb thing, just wasting the night. This'll drive me to distraction. How about a little action? I'll give a girl some satisfaction. Oh, come on and let's get friendly.
Thank you, Elvia. Thank you. The other day, Elvia Allman's husband said, "Darling, you're jealous again. I can see it in your eyes." And she said, "Sweetheart, that's not jealousy. It's that bum ginger ale." And now Tony Caroni, fresh from Italy and jealous of American customs, brings us a bit of Italian philosophy. Tony Caroni, brother of Mac Caroni. Oh, Tony, come here, please. Come here.
What's the matter?
Long distance. Long distance.
That's what I'm waiting for. That's just the word I'm waiting here. Hello? Hello? Is this the long wire distance? Hello? Is this the... What is this? The summer resort by the name Garibaldi Horse Sleep Lodge? Is this the Garibaldi summer resort? Hello? I want to talk Mrs. Caroni. That's my wife. Hello? Who is this? Who? Ah, is this you, Marie? Well, for the love of Mike, why you don't told me where you was him before speaking in the first place? Yeah, what I want? Well, I want for you come home. Shoes. I think you got plenty springs from the water in your bones now. Sure, come on home, Marie. The kids is making me crazy. I just realized, I think we got too many kids. The baby is a cry like anything. What? Sure I do. Sure, I'm the baby. Sure, I changed him 10 times today. No, I know. No, I put the safety pin in the front. And a Joe, you know the fifth one from the end, your boy? My kid Joe, the seven-year-old one. Oh, Joe is the third from the end. He's only five-year-old. Yes, I get a little mixed up. What's the matter? Well, Joe is a jalousy. What? Oh, yeah, that's right, a jealous. He's a jealous. He's a jealous because I wash his ears and I not wash Pietro's ears. So Joe is a say, I show favoritism to Pietro. Joe is a say, if Pietro get away with dirty behind his ears, then a Joe is one of the same break. What am I going to do, Marie? Well, you got to come home right now. Say, Marie, how many kids we got? Well, this morning I'm a count of 12, and at noontime I'm a count of 14, and tonight is 11. How many kids are we supposed to be? Hello? Son of a gun, she cut to my wire.
Well, Tony Caroni says Mussolini is the fascist man in Italy. Our. Here are the three stars who are such good little stars, they're not even jealous of the moon. The three stars.
Sing to me, let it gush. You've got rhythm that makes me blush. So sing, what-da-dum, what-da-dum. Keep singing, sing a song. When you go sweetly crescendo, I'm yours completely by innuendo. Sing to me, sweet old heart. When you do it, it's always got that certain, what-da-dum thing. It has that certain something. Each time you croon a popular tune, I love to hear you croon a tune. You put such feeling into it. I want to swoon, oh, one, two, three. Let's begin. Give up music and I'll get in. So sing, sing. I know the music's pretty. I'm not so quickly as old. So this crooning, when I tune in, always leaves me cold, so cold. But when you sing a ditty, it has a different lilt. Oh, you keep sighing, hidey, high until I wilt. Oh, sing to me, oh, with a rush, let it gush. You've got rhythm that makes me blush. So don't stop singing, don't you dare stop singing, singing. When you sing so sweetly, crescendo, la-da-da-da-da-da. I'm yours completely by innuendo. Sing to me, sweet old heart. When you do it, it's always got that certain thing, that certain something. Each time you croon a popular tune, wow, 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 you put such feeling into it. I want to soon keep singing, one, two, three, oh, let's begin. Give up music, I'll get in, so sing, sing. Diminuendo, then crescendo, what's that rhythm, and snap into it, rhythm, sing, sing, sing to me.
Thank you, boys, thank you. Three stars having finished their twinkling, we will now have those two black aces, Swore and Good. It wouldn't do them any good to turn green with envy, but if they did, they would be several shades lighter. Here they are, Swore and Good.
Come on here, dark and not handsome. Boy, what's the matter with you? Is you jealous of me?
Jealous of you?
Yeah, you is jealous of me. That proves that you is just naturally dumb.
Repeat.
I said you is dumb. D-double-um, dumb.
D-double-um, dumb. Mm. I suppose soup is S-double-oop soup. But the only trouble with you is you ain't had no experience. You don't know nothing and you ain't smart.
Who ain't smart?
You ain't smart.
Boy, when you look at me, you are gazing on a man that knows everything in this world and two more answers besides.
Well, brother, if you're so smart, I'm going to test out your ability.
All right, let me hear what you're going to say about it.
Now, arithmetically speaking, how many days is there in a year?
Oh, man, anybody know how many days it is in a year?
Yeah, I know anybody do. Does Z?
Why, of course that was done.
Well, how many is this, thus?
395.
D-double-um done.
Well, now, here, if you know so much, how many days are in a year?
Seven.
Seven?
You hear me?
And if there's only 7 days in the year, name them.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Now, if there's any more days in the year, you name them. Come around here hollering about knowing something. Boy, you don't know nothing. You know more and more of less and less. Well, hey, if you know so much, what is a foo-foo bird?
What, a foo-foo bird?
Yeah.
Boy, you got me now. What in the world is a foo-foo bird?
That's a bird that flies backwards.
Well, now, here, if he flies backwards, how can you see where he's going?
He don't care where he's going. He just wants to see where he's been. Come around here. I'm about knowing some. You know anything about radio?
Radio?
Yeah.
Man, I think radio is one of the seven wonders of the world.
Yeah.
In fact, science have got radio down so fine that pretty soon a man be able to kiss his girl by radio.
Says what?
I say pretty soon a man be able to kiss his girl by radio.
Yeah, that might be all right for some of them old birds. But, buddy, I'm a man that likes my electricity direct from the battery.
Thank you, boys. That was Swore and Good, neither of whom is jealous of the other much. Just two playboys who have never discovered the truth of the proverb, all work and no play makes Jack. And so Comedy Capers brings its jealousy edition to a close. But we'll be back with you again soon. And remember, never be jealous of your wife's boyfriend. He might be bigger than you are.